Take that, William.
And so Voyager 2 is now a part of history, rocketing into space from its launch pad here at Cape Kennedy on this historic date, August 20th, 1977. On board the space probe are photographic images of Earth, verbal greetings, and a medley of musical compositions. Voyager 2 is our invitation to other intelligent species in the universe. Please come and visit our planet Earth.
Organization of 147 member states who represent almost all of the human inhabitants of the planet Earth, I send greetings on behalf of the people of our planet.
Salutări la toată lumea.
Bonjour tout le monde.
Mae lacnia.
Shalom.
Hello from the children of planet Earth.
Yourself, Jenny, go to sleep.
Yes. Would you excuse me, please?
Hello.
like Soviet space garbage.
The Moline people say no.
Well, what does the Kremlin say?
Nazdravya. They don't know from nothing.
The Yankee reports a hit, sir. No change in speed, but we've got another alteration of course. No estimated point of impact, northern Wisconsin, someplace up by Chemaguin Bay.
Good mark, Sherman.
Tony takes a pass, Murphy drives to the left. Oh, he blows it! He's down! Oh, no harm, no foul. Cheek picks up Johnson at midcourt. Frank is looking to go to green. He's been red hot this half. He's into the top of the key, and he finds Johnson all alone. He's up and in for two, and he's fouled on the play.
Call me back in 20 minutes, will you?
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that.
Chemaguin Bay. Yes, sir.
No problem.
Thank you. not, Scott.
Scott. Здравствуйте. Приветствую вас.
Father, my heaven. May the name of my kingdom come, my will be done on earth as it is.
As the Secretary General of the United Nations, an organization of 147 member states who represent almost all of the human inhabitants of the planet Earth, I send greetings. Comes, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, look at that gorgeous car. And off we go. Don't worry, it's not going to go off till the hammer's back. Now, what we want to do is we want to squeeze and squeeze. One more time. Look at that. Actually, you should probably, steady it with your other hand. Accuracy probably this way.
No, you're here. Yeah, come here. Come here. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I mean you no harm.
Ah!
Ah!
Ah! Who are you? What do you want?
We... Oh.
I can't get the engine started. Which way, left, right?
Here. You know where that place is?
If this is California and down here's Texas, it must be like Arizona, maybe.
Well, to be driven. Arizona, maybe.
Anything weird, you know, freaky, bizarre.
I'm Major Bell.
Hi, Mark Sherman.
Is it clean?
Well, no radioactivity, no readings on bacteria. You attached to National Security?
Not very. I just work for them. On loan. Sort of like a library book. Actually, I'm with SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
Oh, so they're sending you guys out of meteorites now, huh?
Well, only when they change course.
Change course? Can they do that?
Well, this one did. So they tell me.
Twice.
Either that or some airhead over at NORAD misread a glitch on his monitor. Also came down slower than suborbital speed. So naturally they decided to fire some missiles at it. Hey, what the hell are they doing?
Trying to take a core sample.
Nobody authorized that.
The damn thing sounded hollow to me.
Hollow? There's no such thing as a hollow. Jesus Christ!
You were about to say?
Up and at 'em, folks. This is Station WDLU at Madison, Wisconsin, bringing you the 6 a.m. news.
No, folks, all of you that saw that flash in the sky last night, it wasn't the end of the world, and it wasn't a burning airliner. No, sir. According to the AP Wire, one of the biggest meteorites to strike the planet Earth in the past 80 years hit last night near Ashland, not far from Chemaughmon Bay. So you folks who called in to say you saw a flying saucer, Lando.
That's about you, isn't it? You really are some kind of Martian or something, aren't you? What do you want here? What are you doing? What do you want with me? Where are you taking me? Why do you look so much like Scott?
I can't get no satisfaction.
Does it?
Sends greetings. What the hell's going on here?
I'm being kidnapped.
Greetings. You better let her go, pal. I'll give you some greetings.
Those little gray dots.
Central, this is Project Visitor of Chemaughmon Sighting. I have Mr. Sherman for you. The director's on the line.
All right, Sherman, what is it?
I'll know more in a couple of hours. We're taking it out of here now, and I'm having a lab set up in Madison.
This meteor, the Chemaughmon Sighting, appears to be hollow?
No, not appears to be. It is hollow. I think the balloon has just gone up, sir.
Do you have to keep the thing on your lap like that? Those things, guns, make me a little bit jumpy.
Define. A little bit jumpy.
That's a little bit. Jumpy's like nervous, afraid. You know that word, afraid?
Afraid, yes.
How much English do you understand?
I understand readings in 54 planet Earth languages. I understand English language a little bit.
Nothing much in there. It's just a lot of junk. That's my wallet. Driver's license. It's me. My name, Jenny Hayden.
Jenny Hayden.
What do you want anyway? Why did you come here? Oh my God.
I look like Scott.
do.
I look like Scott. So you do not be a little bit jumpy.
About those police calls, you did say anything weird, right?
Yeah, you got something?
Yeah, just picked up one from Ashland. Happened sometime this morning. A guy named Heimuller had a collision with an orange and black 77 Mustang. Now, the gal was driving claimed she was being kidnapped. But when this Heimuller went to help her, the guy who was with her, the kidnapper, yelled greetings and melted his lug wrench.
Yelled greetings and melted his lug wrench?
Where'd you want? Where'd you get?
You melt somebody's lug wrench.
Hey, I just copy them down. I don't explain them.
I don't suppose anybody got a license number.
Yeah, Wisconsin plates, Papa X-ray Victor 237. I'm checking the owner through DMV now.
Mark! Sort of an invitation, Major. You remember that package we sent up with the Voyager probe? There was a gold anodized disc with greetings from Earth in 54 different languages, complete with a nice little speech from Kurt Waldheim, to whom it may concern. Come and see us sometime.
We're coming to a gas station. We're going to need some gas, okay?
Gas.
Gas. For the car, fuel, energy. I step on the gas, the car goes. I take my foot off the gas, the car stops. Understand?
No, I do not understand. How can car need energy so soon?
I don't know. I'm just telling you, this is the gas gauge. When that needle gets to E, that's empty, no gas, the car stops, period.
Okay. Get gas.
Here you go.
Take it easy.
Yeah. Take it easy.
Hi, fill her up on the
gas.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I know. I have to go to the bathroom. The ladies' room. The restroom. It's when a person has to, Oh, the hell with it. You figure it out for yourself. I'm going. Women, me.
men. You. Understand?
Can't get her out, huh?
Gas.
Well, I know just how she feels. Every goddamn place you go.
Take it easy.
Up yours.
Let's go. Nothing of interest in here.
Signed up for me, Miss Hayden.
What
is kidnapped?
You want to know what kidnapped is? Dragged out of your house in the middle of the night by some whatever you are, being forced to drive all night with a gun pointed in your side and not knowing where you're going or what's going to happen to you when you get there. So if you're going to shoot me, go ahead. Because I'd rather be shot than go on being scared to death.
Today, I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
I am sorry. I did awaken you.
Today, sing a lot where you live?
Yes.
We sing.
Do you ever get hungry? Empty here. Like a car needs gas?
Yes. This body has a terrible emptiness. This is called hungry.
Yeah, and when people get hungry, they have to eat food.
Eat. Yes, we must do that. We will stop at food station. You have hungry, too.
I'm starving. Haven't eaten since.
Oh, my God!
I do know the rules.
Oh, well, for your information, pal, that was a yellow light back there.
I watched you very carefully. Red light stop, green light go, yellow light go very fast.
You better let me drive.
I will drive.
Do you seriously expect me to tell the president that an alien has landed, assumed the identity of a dead house painter from Madison, Wisconsin, and is presently out tooling around the countryside in a hopped-up, orange and black 1977 Mustang?
We have the following givens. Fuck. That man, Scott Hayden, died last April. He's dead and buried. That's verified. He has no brothers, no look-alike cousins, but still this morning at approximately 6 o'clock...
All right. We have been through all of that. I'm going to ask you now, how could it happen?
We think it might be some kind of a cloning deal. Replication of an entire organism from a single cell.
We found some hairs from Scott Hayden's head.
But is that possible? I mean, can you clone a living organism from the hair of a dead man?
Well, human hair consists of keratinized cells, although I suppose in order to determine whether replication is possible, you'd have to...
I asked you a question.
You mean us? In our present state of technology?
Yes.
No.
Well, what the hell are we talking about?
We're hypothesizing a technology that's probably 100,000 years ahead of us. We're the ancients, Mr. Fox.
Ancients?
Technologically, yes. We just started.
Yeah, but even if you're right, I still have problems. I mean, his knowledge of English.
Okay, listen to this. I helped put this package together, you know. This was designed so that an intelligent species could get a working knowledge of English. Enough to get by, anyhow. A couple hundred word vocabulary, a rough idea of syntax. Think of what it would mean to talk to a being from a civilization like that. Think of what we could learn.
...147 member states who represent almost all of the human inhabitants of the planet Earth. I sent greetings.
Greetings, there. See, that's what he said to Heinmuller out on the road.
It is also what the cannibal said to the missionary just before he ate him.
Now, well, the question in this case is, who is the missionary and who are the cannibals?
When do you have to be there?
What?
In Arizona, when do you have to be there?
You see this little star?
Star? What star? Where?
There.
Oh, we call that the sun.
When the sun appears mid-sky three more times, I must be at Arizona.
You mean 12 noon, 3 days from now?
Yes.
And what happens if you don't get there in time?
Then they will go.
Without you?
Yes.
What will you do then?
Then I will die.
Die?
Understand? You look for food station.
Dead deer.
Dead deer? Why?
People hunt them to eat for food.
Do deer eat people?
No.
Do people eat people?
No, of course not. What do you think we are?
I think you are a very primitive species.
What are you, soft-hearted? Cry when you saw Bambi?
Did you find Bambi?
Huh?
He doesn't understand. He's not from around here.
Oh, you don't speak any English, huh?
Steer clear of that bozo.
Did you find bozo?
Dirk. Now, from Denver here... It's south on Interstate 25. Then you pick up I-40 westbound at Albuquerque. Hey, will you forget about that deer for a second? I'm trying to show you something. Now, where exactly in Arizona are you supposed to meet your friends? West of Winslow. See a little speck on the map, but there's a crater? Is that where you're supposed to meet them, where that meteor hit?
Why do you do this?
Well, better safe than sorry, just in case something should happen to me. Now, there's one more thing. The credit card for the gas. You know how that works.
Why should something happen to you?
Who knows? The way you drive traveling with you could be detrimental to their health. Now... That's me and Scott on our honeymoon. Our honeymoon is what you call it when two people first get married and they go off together after they've fallen in love.
You find love.
Love is love. It's when you care more for someone else than you do for yourself. But it's not just that. It's when someone is a part of you. When they... Scott is dead. He was killed in an accident. When someone you love dies, shit.
Do you find shit?
Don't say that. That's a nice word. Don't mind him. He's just learning to speak English.
Well, he's got a hell of a start on it. Who's the devil egg on white toast? Right. And the super burger. Two horse fries. Two chopped malts. And two Dutch apple pie with whipped cream. I had a wedge of it myself. It's terrific. Enjoy.
I'll dig in. What? Wait, no. That's your dessert. Eat that with a fork. This thing. Here. Like this. No. But, you eat that last. Sandwich first, dessert last.
Why?
I don't know. It's just how it's done. What's the matter?
That's for apple pie.
Good.
It's terrific.
The primitive species we have hard points.
Anybody from Lincoln, Omaha, or Chicago, the bus leaves in 5 minutes.
Look, I got to go to the... I'll be right back. Excuse me. Is there a back way out of here?
Yeah, sure, through the kitchen. Why?
You know that fellow I came in with?
Yeah.
Could you give these things to him after the bus leaves? It's just a map and some car keys and a credit card.
You sure, honey?
Yeah, I'm positive. Thanks.
Hey, honey. I wouldn't go out through the back door right now. That friend of yours? He's out there in the parking lot.
Nice haunch of venison. Maybe even a shot of pork if you could. Oh, that son of a bitch.
No!
Hey! What happened to the goddamn deer?
She went there. To the woods.
Okay, comedian. Bingo.
Stop it! You leave him alone.
Butt out, girlie.
He doesn't understand. He's a foreigner. He doesn't speak English.
Oh, what?
Hey! Bingo.
Boy.
Pick up your garbage and get going. Oh, Jesus. You okay?
All right, good. drones make you a little bit jumpy, Jenny.
You make me a little bit jumpy. I thought I told you to stay away from those bozos. It's okay. I think I understand. Looks better that way.
Thank you, Jenny Hayden.
All part of our friendly service.
You okay, honey?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I wanted to tell you that eastbound bus is about to go. Want me to try to hold it?
No, thank you. Never mind. Thanks, but never mind.
Good luck.
Get that bastard, Donnie Bob, right now.
Take it easy!
I'm gonna get that son of a bitch!
Son of a bitch hit me and just took off.
You about to get his number?
No, but shouldn't be too hard to pick up. 77 Mustang, Wisconsin plates on it.
Hey, that Mustang them state boys wanted. That was orange and black 77 with Wisconsin plates?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, kick her in the ass. I think we got the bastard.
Damn it, Sergeant, we've been here since 6:30 this afternoon. Now, when can we leave?
As soon as the Federals say so, and not one damn minute before.
You know, everybody tells us pretty much the same way. She had every chance in the world to get away from him, but they left together with her driving. Now, does that sound like any kind of kidnapping you ever heard of?
Mr. Sherman. They spotted an orange and black Mustang, Wisconsin plates, going west near Big Springs.
Right.
Scott and I met 2 winters ago up at Iron Mountain ice skating. I had on this little tight skating outfit. I was showing off. He kept staring at me. One thing led to another a few months later. We're on a honeymoon.
Honeymoon is nice.
Oh, yeah, ours is beautiful.
Define beautiful.
Beautiful is better than terrific. Better than Dutch apple pie. The best. The best. Gotta get a couple hours sleep, just a couple, okay?
till the feds get there.
What if they approach us?
If you're in some kind of life-threatening situation, defend yourselves. Otherwise, wait for the feds.
Wait for the feds. They get the 6 o'clock news and we get the shit into the stick.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have to be that way. I got a hunch. This might just develop into a life-threatening situation.
Hi, we'd like a room for the night as far away from this as possible. Oh, boy. Well, wait. My mom always said there wasn't a thing wrong with the world, but a hot bath and a good night's sleep couldn't fix. What am I doing? I must be getting punchy. It's just in that light you look so much like Scott. I wasn't thinking.
You said the nose is different.
What?
You said your nose is different. You broke his twice, and there's something else. I don't know, something spooky about your eyes.
That's word for word. You remember everything you hear word for word?
Everything I hear, everything I see, everything I... everything this body feels.
I looked at the tongue.
30 points apiece is what the questions will be worth, so Jane Nelson, tell us about it.
Your final category today is songwriting.
Believe me, General, I know what went wrong. The X Factor wasn't Fred.
Hey, buddy, it's none of my business, but that's your orange Mustang out in the parking lot. There's a couple cops trying to jigger the lot. The bastards ran one on us!
Yeah.
sounds impossible, but I have a couple of people that say they saw him carrying her out of the burning wreckage. And then they just disappeared in the smoke. I've had the police check the entire area, and there are no bodies. Oh, thanks. Anyway, I can only assume that they're still alive, and they're probably headed west. I'm going down to Grand Junction, Colorado. The Army is setting up some kind of a roadblock on I-70.
Okay, it's all clear.
And I'm going.
I was talking to the police.
I'm not the police, Mrs. Hayden. My name is Mark Sherman. I'm with National Security.
I understand you wanted to talk to somebody about kidnapping.
Well, that's why I'm calling. You see, there's been a mistake. There hasn't been a kidnapping.
We're worried about you, Mrs. Hayden.
I'm fine. Really, I'm fine. I just wanted to clear it up. There hasn't been a kidnapping.
Where are you talking from?
I don't know. A truck stop somewhere.
Can I pick you up? I've really got to ask you some questions.
Miss?
Hold on a second.
You looking for a fella? About yay tall, red plaid shirt, kind of nice looking?
Yeah, have you seen him?
He hitched a ride west with our night cook about half an hour ago.
Thank you very much. Look, I'm hanging up now. I've got to go. If you want to talk to me, you can call me in Madison in a few days. I'm in the phone book.
Wait, Mrs. Hayden. Do you know who or what you were kidnapped by?
He doesn't want to hurt anybody. Really, can't you just leave him alone?
Hello? Damn it.
I need a ride west fast. Heck, I'll take you. Come on. Let's go.
What'd you line?
Line?
Work. What do you do when you're not hitching rides?
Oh, I make maps.
You make any money?
I make maps.
You don't get rich cooking either, believe me. You know, I got a girl. She's getting ready to go to college this fall. Wife had to go back nursing just to help me pay for it here. Want to smoke? Yeah, my little baby says she wants to be a doctor. I don't know. Cost an arm and a leg to raise up kids these days.
An arm and a leg?
Bread, eat it, money, and lots of it. Hey. You all right? You're not from around here, are you?
Roadblock, I guess.
Gotta keep these people in line. They're starting to slip around the end.
Yes, sir. Sergeant, you heard it, man. Right away, sir. In line. Line up.
To the right, stay in line. Stay in line.
Shut up.
All you pedestrians, line up.
Okay.
I hitched a ride. The cook. It was good to see you, Jamie.
Done something wrong, Jenny Hayden.
I wake up alone, you're gone. Not a word, nothing.
You were right to be with me. It's not good for your health.
You could have at least told me where you were going, said goodbye.
Goodbye?
I don't know it.
Teach me this.
Well, I don't know. It's a custom. It's how you tell somebody that you miss them, that you wish them well, that you hope. Her tooth coming in. Pobrecito.
Can anyone have babies?
Just women.
I understand the reproductive process as you know it.
As we know it?
You have a baby?
No babies.
Why not?
Scott and I wanted to have a baby. It just turned out I couldn't. I'm one of those lucky ladies that just can't have one. Get out of those wet clothes. Better get warm. You know what pneumonia is? No? Well, you're going to find out unless we get you dry in a hurry. Here, put this on. Thank you.
Fox asked me to tell you he's been delayed getting out of Madison. He's going to be late.
What's going on here?
Well, according to our best estimates, speed, course, and trajectory, that object was headed for someplace in Arizona. And now intelligence thinks that the visitor is on his way here to make some sort of a rendezvous. Go on inside. Make yourself at home.
Welcome to planet Earth.
We are coming to Winslow, sir.
Why didn't you wake me?
I like to watch you sleep. I don't know why. Strange. I think I am becoming a planetary person.
You have to go back. Is there some way you could stay?
No, I must go back. But there is something I must tell you. I gave you a baby tonight.
Oh. It's impossible. I can't have a child. I've been to a doctor, a couple of them.
Believe what I tell you. A boy, baby. He will be human. The baby of your husband, but also he will be my baby. Know everything I know, and when he grows to manhood, he will be a teacher. If you do not want this baby, tell me now, I will stop it.
Thank you.
showing where his father came from.
There. No. Wait. There. Low in the sky. There. You better get dressed. We are coming to Winslow.
To God, we're on the right train. I don't know, that looks awful big for Winslow, Arizona. Vegas.
What?
I think we've gone about 300 miles past Winslow. We're still going to be okay. All we got to do is rent a car, and with a little luck, we'll be back there before noon tomorrow. Just try not to be too conspicuous, okay? Come on.
Giant jackpot.
Giant jackpot is a lot of money.
Money? Geekus, bread, an arm and a leg.
Let's just get that. No, we don't have time to fool around with the slot machines now. We gotta find a rent-a-car place and... Where's my wallet? My wallet.
What is wrong?
Where the hell is my wallet? What are we gonna do now?
It's all right.
But you don't understand. No credit card, no money, no car. No car, we're never going to get there in time.
He's all right.
Now. Handy little talents you got there, but you better spread it around a little. These guys get kind of curious if you can make jackpots at once.
Search the area on a quarter-mile grid. Good. I'm glad you're here.
What the hell is this about?
You're a man of some scientific attainment. You mean to tell me you don't recognize an emergency autopsy room when you see one?
With leather tie straps?
You behave yourself, Bart. Is this your latest update?
According to NORAD, his original course and rate of descent would have taken him here, south of Winslow.
I see. Anything else?
The Cobra guys were asking about ammunition.
Helicopter attack units will carry live ammo at all times. This is to be considered a combat mission.
Right.
Listen, Mr. Fox, I'd like to be a team player and all of that, but there's something that I want to call to your attention.
If there's one thing I don't need from you, it's a lecture on morality.
All right. Okay, screw morality. What the hell ever happened to good manners? We invited him here.
I don't have time for this, Sherman.
Look, I'm trying to make a point.
So am I, damn it. You make a great show of being a rebel. But the fact is this. You are a GS-11 public servant. Anytime that becomes too much of a burden, You can go back to Cornell, or wherever the hell it was that we found you, and let's see you make it through on an instructor's salary. Now shape up, or get out. Is that clear?
Sebastian, not a possible sighting in Las Vegas.
They're probably headed in this direction.
Well, let's establish a command post at Winslow. You better get out there. Providing, of course, you still want to be a member of the team. You do, don't you?
Yes, sir.
All right, then get going. Get rid of that damn cigar.
To the crater any time now. You're gonna make it. You're gonna go home. You want to, don't you?
Yes, of course.
What's it like up there?
It is beautiful. Not like this, but it is beautiful. There is only one language, one law, one people. There is no war, no hunger. The strong do not victimize the helpless. We are very civilized, but we have lost something, I think. You are all so much alive, all so different. I will miss the cooks and the singing and the dancing and the eating.
Morning, folks. What do you have?
Coffee.
Dutch apple pie.
How about some nice cherry cobbler?
That'll be fine.
And whipped cream.
Coming right up.
How long does it take to get to the crater from here?
Driving? Not long. 5-6 minutes is all. I want you to try this cherry cobbler. And if you don't like it, you don't have to pay for it.
It's delicious.
My wife made it.
It's very good.
Do you have somebody? A wife like up there?
No.
I wish.
What?
Morning, folks. Is that your Cadillac outside?
I'd like to talk to these people alone.
I'll be right outside if you need me. Oh, George Fox just called in on the radio. Said to say they're on their way over.
I'm Mark Sherman. SETI, the search for extraterrestrial. Mrs. Hayden, we talked on the phone. This is just such a... Do you mind if I sit down? There are so many questions that I'd like to ask you. I hardly even know where to begin. Is there anything I can do for you?
You can let him go.
I can't. Really, I can't. I'm sorry. Are you supposed to meet someone here? Is that it?
Yes.
You don't understand. There isn't much time, please.
Why here? Why the crater? Have people from your world been here before?
Before, yes. We are interested in your species.
You mean some kind of an anthropologist? Is that what you're doing here? Just checking us out?
You are a strange species. Not like any other. And you would be surprised how many there are. Intelligent but savage. Shall I tell you what I find beautiful about you? You are at your very best when things are worst.
Let him go, Mr. Sherman, please. If he stays here, he'll die. Can't you see he's dying now? Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure as hell fit the description.
Oh, no. The guy we're looking for is a lot older.
What have you done with them? Trooper, where are your prisoners?
Wrong ones. We had to let them go.
You what?
Sherman, you are finished. I will have you eviscerated for this.
Well, as much as I hate to stoop to symbolism...
hear something.
I care. Now, tell me again how to say goodbye.
Kiss me. And tell me you love me.
I love you.
I'm gonna see you again, am I?
No. Goodbye, Jenny Hayden.